Macmillan Audio presents Alone in the Wild by Kelly Armstrong. Read for you by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. I wake, buried under 140 pounds of dog. Storm knows she's not allowed on the bed, so I lie there, brain slowly churning, until I remember I'm not in bed. I'm on the ground. Cold, hard winter ground. The floor of a tent that is definitely not big enough for two adults and a Newfoundland dog. Which tells me one adult is gone. I lift my head. Sure enough, there's no sign of Dalton. I peer at the glow of sunrise seeping through the canvas. I've slept in. It's December in the Yukon, when dawn means it's about... I lift my watch. Yep, 10 a.m. I groan. Storm echoes it as she tries to stand, an impossible feat within the confines of this tent. Where's Eric? I ask. Shockingly, the dog doesn't answer. I blink back the fog of a night that started with tequila and ended with... Well, it ended strenuously enough to explain why I'm still in bed at 10, though apparently my partner had no trouble rising early. We'd left Storm outside last night. That wasn't cruel. It's hovering around the freezing mark, positively balmy for this time of year. Storm has her thick coat and her companion, a wolf dog named Raoul. We'd brought them on our weekend getaway, both.